500 feet?
The second 500 feet.
Well, good on that one, Gus.
It also overlays the runway, too. That adds to the cost, obviously.
Yeah.
What does, maybe you don't know, but what does the road cost to do the contract?
Six and a half, 7 million.
Plus land acquisition.
And we've been talking.
We don't have it all.
I've talked to a lady, or emailed a lady, Katie Barnhart with Delgado.
Natalie Barnhart.
Natalie Barnhart, that's it. And tried to, that's who I was referred to lately. So I think Ralph's doing something else now. And anyway, what we're trying to do is hope, we were hopeful that federal highway money might be able to be used for that, moving that route to make this more palatable. And I'm not getting very far here this week because she seems to think that it would be ineligible. And I was trying to convince her that that road, there's other issues.
Truck route,
and if it lines up with our safety, it would be safer. That there's just highway issues, never mind airport issues. But I haven't held a whole lot of luck yet.
Well, so what for the record, what are you suggesting from the advisory group here to ask of Delta?
Pay for the road.
Okay.
That's number one thing. Because without that, we're really...
So what Gus needs to do is make a recommendation that Dave Baker write the letter to Delta, my office, and I'll forward it to the new guy coming in.
Okay. We sent, this is a letter I've got a copy if you want it. We've sent to the governor recently. And if you think that...
Why don't you and I, if the advisory committee thinks that you and I ought to get together on this, why don't you and I get together on it at another date? I think that'd be best. All right, airport update complete. Any other items?
No, thank you. You talk about the cruise. It's not only an airport beneficiary. That's a bypass.
That
thing would come straight across. Have to cut out a lot of this truck right past school and come back around.
And I'm aware of that. That's what I think Dave and I need to talk offline about.
I'm pretty sure you would. That should be your, in your bag.
Okay. Anything else about airport?
I have one item. just a quick item. Several months ago, Mr. Hicken was designated or certified by the AAAE as an airport executive. They have sent a plaque and a shirt to Mr. Hicken and asked me to do a public presentation of his plaque and shirt. And if you don't mind, I'll take a minute and do
sure,
that.
Absolutely.
And I'll read what the plaque says. It says, accredited airport executive presented to James A. Hicken, and he now has initials after his name, if he doesn't already, AAE, who, having successfully completed all academic requirements as prescribed by the Board of Examiners and having met the other professional requirements of this association, is hereby certified by the Board of Directors as a professional member in the American Association of Airport Executives and is granted the designation of accredited airport executive. There you go. Good.
A picture of that, Susan, when you get a chance. What is your role?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good job, congratulations, championship. You knew after that ball, more horses, huh?
Sandy wants a pay raise.
Yeah, so that's a pay raise upgrade there. He's now an official executive.
He's now certified to check doors.